Cool temperatures will continue across the northern plains and upper Midwest as we go forward through the first half of this weekend, but it will turn warmer as we move into next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures are mostly in the single digits at this hour. We do have some teens reported in eastern and southern parts of South Dakota and the southwest corner of Minnesota, but it's pretty darn cool. And remember, it's about March 17th, so it's getting pretty late in the season to have this kind of afternoon temperatures across the region, if you didn't already know that. Well, the temperatures overnight tonight are going to be pretty darn cold as well. We expect to see a lot of the lows on Saturday morning to be in the negative and positive single digits throughout the region, and we'll see the same thing occur again on Sunday. Now, tomorrow morning, there could actually be some temperatures dropping down to near or below minus 10 in northwestern and north central portions of North Dakota. The strong surface high pressure center responsible for the cold will be coming close to that particular area and generating those colder readings. It will be nippy for this time of the year, just about. I do expect the low temperatures on Sunday morning, though, to be mostly in the negative and positive single digits. And as we go into Monday, it'll be a little bit warmer still with positive single digits and maybe even some teens. And some of the computer forecast models have suggested lower 20s will occur in the southern parts of South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. That warming trend is expected to continue as we move on into the early part of next week. On Tuesday, we'll probably see the temperature still fairly cold, though, along the Canada border. A little bit of a setback, in fact, will occur there with some positive and negative single-digit readings for low temperatures on Tuesday morning. But everybody else will still be seeing some single digits and teens. And it looks like our afternoon temperatures are going to be rebounding a little bit better. We're certainly going to be cold still yet tomorrow with teens likely in many areas, but on Sunday we'll be in the 20s and some 30s, and as we move on out into Monday, we'll probably see again some 20s and 30s occurring across the region with a few teens near the Canada border. I do not expect to see precipitation of significance over these next few days, although it's still snowing right now in the southwest part of South Dakota, and we could see a few snow flurries or snow showers still occurring in parts of Minnesota or even the eastern part of North Dakota a little bit later today and into the evening. So, and overnight for that matter. And then the high pressure center will come in and clear everybody out. Tomorrow will be a sunny day. I don't expect to see any other precipitation until a weak frontal system tries to come across the region at some point during the early part of next week. But more likely, a deepening low pressure system in the central plains and a big warming trend expected to take place will generate the next round of more meaningful snow and rain, and that will occur during midweek next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.